either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com. Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd. Fa'auz billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa'atasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraku. صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 103, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. O people of Iman, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very firmly. The rope of Allah is the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. You should not be a means of separation. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. You should not instigate divisions, disunity. That as Muslims, we should be very careful what we say and what we do. Because of our actions, we should not be a reason for the people of Iman to break their relationship. For the people of Iman to break their relationship. This is something very, very important. So in this ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the importance of unity. Like how in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was great unity among sahabai kiram ajma'in. And so this unity is a great strength. When you are one stick, somebody can break it very easily. But if you are in a bundle and all the sticks are together, then it becomes very, very difficult to break. So the Quran is saying, وَلَا تَفَرَّكُوا. Be careful of your actions, that you should not be the player. You should not be the trap that is laid by Shaitan to break other people and their relations with the people of Iman. What is very important is for us to identify how Shaitan promotes dissension and disunity. How he breaks the community. We have all heard of divide and rule. So many people take advantage by this concept, divide and rule. Because when you can divide people, then it is easy for them to rule them. It's only hard when they are all together. So sometimes what Shaitan does is that he will break the unity that is there in the community because of the diversity in ethnicity. That maybe you are of a different nationality. Maybe that you are related to a different qawm, different group of people. And because of that, Shaitan puts in your heart that you are someone special and better than that person. So when you look at that person, you look at him in a way that he is inferior. Allah save us. And so somebody might be holding a UAE nationality. from the United Arab Emirates, and this is my passport. And because I am a national of this country, there is a possibility there might be someone who will hold the nationality of another country, you know, another country from Africa or in Asia. And he might feel that we are superior. We are superior than certain people. This is called qawmiyat. And this is very, very wrong. Sometimes you will see that even in your workforce, in your team, people are working, and you might have a dozen people that are working that are from one ethnicity, And in between them, there is another person who is much more capable and much more talented, but credit is never given to him. Why? Because he is different from us. He is different from us. They will not allow him to prosper. They will not allow him to climb the ladder. So this is something which is very, very wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that don't allow your ethnicity to be a means of disunity amongst yourselves. Because if that person has got iman and you have iman, then your love for another should be for iman. The muhabbat that you have is for iman. Sometimes you will find shaitan works with khandan, the tribe that you are connected with. And you will find that people will feel that we are superior, our khandan, our tribe, so and so, we are connected to this tribe and we are better. And they will look down upon someone who is not to their level, not to their khandan, to their tribe. And again, all of these things are very, very wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is not just with the Muslim community, but also you will find with the non-Muslim community. Once upon a time, if you look at history, the Irish were hated. In fact, I remember when we were in school and when somebody wanted to make a joke, they would say, an Irishman did this, an Irishman. Well, they would actually see a Jewish man and an Irishman and an Englishman. And everything was right for that Englishman. And so you will also see that there is always this barrier that is there, that this person is of a different qawm. This person is of a different tribe. And therefore we are superior. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't this allow you to break your relationship with your Muslim brother. If he is of a different tribe, love him because he is still your Muslim brother. Love him because he is still your Muslim brother. This is something very, very important. And we see this also internally, unfortunately. Even amongst our groups, in our community, in our locality, that so and so people are from this part of India, so and so people are from this part of India, and so people are this part from Pakistan, and so people are from here. Allahu Akbar. So all of these things should not allow us to break our unity. This is what the Quran is telling us. That is fine that wherever you come from, wherever you have your own connections, but it should not break your unity. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your tribe. Allah does not look at your nationality, your ethnicity. That is the plan of Allah. This is where Allah wanted you to be, and that is where you are. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we want unity and if we want to love one another, the common factor that we have is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the rope of Allah which is the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes you will find, you know, a person is in a different party, political parties. Someone will say, you know what, I'm with Imran Khan. When am I with? Imran Khan. And the other brother is not with Imran Khan and he is with another Maulana Sahab. And so there is a dispute with the brothers all the time. And you go to India and again, one brother, one family is with this person, that person is that. And then you go in the Middle East, you have different groups. And this person is with the Ikhwan and this person with that person, this group. And Allah knows how many groups they are. And because of so many groups, people start to hate one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So all of these things are very, very wrong. One important message of the Quran, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. O people, hold on to the rope of Allah and do not be a reason to separate the people of Iman. Don't instigate disunity. Don't instigate disunity. Don't do something that will cause a problem between two people, between a group of people. And sometimes, my respected brothers, disunity comes in the ummah because of the color of your skin. Because of the color of your skin. What is known as racism. What is known as racism. We may say that there is no racism and alhamdulillah, you know, we are like this and we are like that. But subhanallah, you know, today if you go in many parts of the world, believe me, even in the Muslim community, there is still racism. There is still racism. Allahu Akbar. And if you go to Africa, if you go to, this is very evident and apparent. The Muslims, instead of giving dawat to the African community there, and giving them Islam and presenting Islam to them, what Sahaba-e-Kiram Ajma'in did. We Muslims have not shown justice to the people of Africa. Example. And it is all about exploitation. How to earn money, become rich. And we should have everything. We should be the owners of wealth. And that is it. We never gave them Islam. Maybe in a few countries, you know, few pockets, few places, some people are doing something. That's nothing compared to what Allah has given us. What we were really supposed to do. In Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your skin color. But Allah looks at the color of your heart. What does he do? He looks at the color of your, not your skin color. In fact, your skin color is a manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah. Your skin color is the manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah. That how Allah creates. That when you look at the different skin color, you should think of Allah subhanallah. Look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah. And so you will find that at times you will look at someone with contempt and you will look at someone to be inferior. Why? Because of his skin color. Sometimes you will find that two people are getting married and the wife is very fair color. And the husband might be not so fair. And sometimes in the world of gossip, the people start saying, "Bhai, what is the match between the two? Bhai, who are you to say what is the match between the two? If they love one another, what is burning in your heart? Why? Why do you say that? No matter what the skin color, no matter how he may be, he may be tall, he may be short, he may be whatever he is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah al-azim. And there is one very beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi has said that you are not superior over another in redness and in blackness. You are not superior over another in redness and in blackness, except the one who supersedes in piety. Except the one who supersedes in piety. You can be white, you can be black, you can be brown, you can be whoever you are. That is the manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak does not look at your skin color. One of the reasons why Islam entered Africa so quickly, my respected brothers, if you go during the time of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in, and how these continents, these countries were actually very quickly accepted, the indigenous population accepted Islam, was because of the fact that the world showed racism to them, but the Muslims did not. Everyone was racist, but when Muslims came, Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in came, they would eat together. A lot of the people in India, villages and villages accepted Islam. Why? Because you had a community in Hinduism that were known as the untouchables. Very low caste people that would sweep the filth and the dirt that is there. And they, even if you wanted to give them food, you could not hold it with your hands and give it to them holding the plates. But subhanallah, they were Muslims. And Muslims showed them akhlaq, that you are a human being. It's not that you are untouchable. And so many of these people entered Islam. So many people in Africa became Muslims because of this. Solidarity, unity that Islam comes with, that is amazing. That is amazing. Allahu Akbar. So this is what we have to understand. Sometimes, my respected brothers, not so much here in our community in Masjid, but if you go in different parts of the world, it is quite visible. What is the reason? As Muslims, we have to stand shoulder to shoulder. Why do we have to stand shoulder to shoulder? You stand shoulder to shoulder because any man of any color that comes to the Masjid, he has the right to pray namaz next to you. You are not superior in front of Allah. All are equal to Allah, whatever the color, whatever the qawm, whatever the ethnicity, whatever the tribe, whoever people are, they have every right to come to the Masjid and for them to stand shoulder to shoulder with you. Subhanallah al-Azim. And we see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked extremely hard to stamp out and take out racism. And subhanallah, one very beautiful incident in the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, this is one singular honor given to one great sahabi. No other sahabi has been given this honor. That when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered, you had idols everywhere. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look at the vision that he had. Look at the vision of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There were people who were arrogant there, mutakabbir. That is why it was difficult for them to even accept Islam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was a slap to their faces. Allah's Nabi said from the majma, Bilal, come here. Bilal, come here. Who is Bilal? Bilal was an Abyssinian slave to them, who they never showed any respect to. Hazrat Bilal comes. And look at the honor of Kaaba. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam had built Kaaba with his hands. Maqam-e Ibrahim was brought down from Jannat. It was that stone that he would stand on and it would uplift him. And the honor that Allah has given to the Kaaba, 120 rahmat and mercies descend every day upon the Kaaba. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls Bilal and says, Bilal, you have the right to climb on top of the Kaaba, get on the roof of the Kaaba and give adhan. And when people looked at Hazrat Bilal, the mushrikeen, they would look down and they would say that this man, this dark-skinned man, today is on top of us. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him that unique honor that no one until the day of Qiyamah has been given this honor. Fatih Makkah is conquered. And the first azan he gives that he is now on the rooftop of the Kaaba and giving azan. So your beauty, how khubsurat you are, that does not take a person to Jannat. That does not mark a person's honor. Abu Lahab was very fair. Abu Lahab was very, very handsome. Very handsome. But at the same time, a man full of arrogance, pride. He was fair. Where is he? In Jahannam. So your skin color is nothing. Remember, only when a person is not humble, that is when he becomes racist. That is when he becomes racist. When a person has no humility inside him, slowly he will become racist. That is a fact. He will become racist because he is not humble. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we don't look at the skin color and that we look at the fact that there is iman. And this very important message of the Quran, wa'atasimu bihablillah. Hold on to the rope of Allah and don't instigate division and divide disunity. Because of you, nobody should be divided. We should be a means of getting people together, not to break ties, sever relationships. That is not the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes shaitan will promote disunity and dissension because of wealth. What happens? Because of wealth. Even I'm talking about Muslim community only. So sometimes what happens is that when a person has got a lot of money, then in his heart he feels that I should befriend only the high class people. And that my friends should only be of our league. American Express wale. Our league. And anybody who is not in our league, if he enters this club of rich people, then you say, what is he? And this is a reality, my respected brothers. A lot of the times people don't even realize, but now shaitan has planted in them the seeds of takabbur, the seeds of disunity. And because now he is in that league of being a millionaire or being very, very rich, when he is talking as if he is giving an order to someone. Aji, idhar aao. Kya? Idhar aao. Are bhai, is ye tumhara naukar to nahi hai na? But you see what happens when you have that wealth, suddenly this attitude comes inside you. Suddenly you become very different. Suddenly you expect people to do salam to you. Suddenly you expect people, they should do khidmat for you. They should serve you. That is why if you look at the history of Middle East, if you look at the history of the Middle East, subhanallah, these were people who were incredible people. Incredible people. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test the ummah, and when Allah gave people petrol, and Allah gave them wealth, and when Allah gave them gold, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing humanity, people of Iman, that, you know, how are you when I give you a lot of dunya? What is the changes inside you? Are you still humble? Are you still humble? When things change, this is the difficulty. And we see that 90% of the time, things are very difficult when you have a lot of money. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that in my ummah, the poor people will enter Jannat 500 years before the rich. What did he say? The poor people of my ummah, due to the hardship and less hisab kitab, they will enter Jannat 500 years before the people who are very, very rich. Because all of a sudden, when you are tested with wealth, people play dirty politics. People feel they have the power. The doors of sins and guna open up because you have the wealth. A lot of things happen. Now slowly that level of ibadat becomes weak inside you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Amen. That is why the Quran says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَدَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. That don't be desirous of the blessing that I have given to some of you above another. Don't be desirous. Why? Because that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated dunya for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Are these, they question that how come nabuwat was given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah is saying that are these people in power to distribute the blessings of Allah? نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. It is Allah who has allocated sustenance for the people in this worldly life. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah, وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. And Allah has elevated some people on top of another, لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًا, so that everyone is muhtaj, everyone needs one another. Every category of people is in need of one another. So for an example, the Quran is saying, Allah has given wealth, an abundance of wealth to some people, a very big house, a mansion. And for some people, dunya is not opened up that way. Why? Now if everybody was the manager and the boss and the CEO of a company, then who will be the workers? Where is your workforce? Who is going to work in the factory? Who is going to do the hard work? Who is going to be doing labor work? The people of wealth, they are not going to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tied the knot in such a way that the workforce is important and those who are on top, your boss or whoever your leader, they need the manpower. Why? Because they have to do the work and the salary is given. Otherwise, if everybody was a worker, then who is going to give them the salary? Who is going to give them the money? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allah has made dunya in such a way that sukhriya means that you are muhtaj, in need of one another. You are in need of one another. You will need a plumber, you will need an electrician, you will need a mechanic, you will need a molisab, you will need a doctor, you will need a dentist, you will need someone who is wealthy, you will need everyone. Insan is muhtaj of one another. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done taqseem of dunya. And so a person should not feel that because I have got wealth, I am superior. No. Allah is saying, this is just my taqseem in this world, not in the hereafter. Look at the words of the Quran. Fil hayati dunya. In this world only. Ajeeb. Subhanallah. So a man who is rich, it does not mean that he is beloved to Allah and that is why Allah has given him wealth. Huh? A man who is wealthy should not feel that he hasn't got hope, not at all. Subhanallah. What the Quran is saying, you can be driving a Rolls Royce. What can you be driving? A Rolls Royce. You can have a beautiful house, no problem. If that Rolls Royce is stopping you from the remembrance of Allah, then this Rolls Royce is wabal, disastrous for you. But if this Rolls Royce and your mansion and your house is full of noor, people are praying salah, recitation of the Quran, you are doing good works, then alhamdulillah, what Allah has given you is not dunya, but it is the taqseem of Allah and it is beneficial for you. Alhamdulillah. So we have to understand everything. If a person is wealthy, then he should be very careful. He should not be a man of arrogance. He should not think that other people are low. He should not feel that, you know, this class of people don't fit in my life. That is why the mushrikeen of Makkah were wealthy people. And they put a condition to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you want a meeting with us, we will not accept these poor people that surround you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will not accept the poor people that are there. Subhanallah. Lukma de do, bhai, lukma. Mas, it's okay. Ji, alhamdulillah, you know. I am even happy if you come and sleep. Don't worry. You know. I am even happy if you are coming to the majlis and sleeping, no problem. But come and listen, please. Allah will benefit you, benefit me and everybody. What else? How do you become a doctor? You have to listen to the lectures, am I right? Do you just become a doctor like that, staying at home? Or you become a doctor by computer? Or you become a doctor by internet? You can become a doctor like that? No, no, you have to stay with the surgeons, the doctors, am I? You have to go. Everywhere you go, you have to stay in the company. By listening, you will become something. You can't just say, oh, you know, Malisa, I don't come to your... You know, there are some people who I text message and say, there will be a bayan after namaz. And they say, inshallah. They never come. And they say, mashallah, subhanallah. So they are listening at home. That is it. But if you want to listen at home, then you don't need the imam here. We can all go home. It will be easy for me. You know, I'll be on my couch, relax. Talking, I'll have my kitabs open and chala, enjoying. But every, you know, some people say we pray in Haram Sharif every day, the TV is switched on and we follow the Imam Sahib there. You can't do that. Are you going to kiss your mobile phone thinking that I'm reading the Quran, let me kiss the mobile phone? Is it the Quran you're kissing? It's not the Quran that you're kissing by. So, mujahada, because in the house of Allah, they are angels. At this minute, you are surrounded by malaika. And these malaika recognize you. And they go to the heavens. And they inform the angels of the heavens that so and so and so and so person, mashallah, have been sitting and have been listening to the Quran and the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is registered. And the other malaika do fakhr, subhanallah. How fortunate these people are. So I was saying, my respected brother, sometimes wealth, not sometimes, a lot of the times, wealth can corrupt you. Wealth can corrupt you. Now, this is not the topic, but I will also add something. My respected brothers, this is something we learn from the hadith, from the Quran, from our akabirin. These are masters who have studied humanity and how human beings are generally. Ulama have mentioned that when a person is given wealth, there are a few things that attack him. One is arrogance, and another thing, he becomes a miser. What does he become? Miser. Allahu Akbar. That is why if you look at all our akabirin, read the halat. In fact, I was reading about Mufti Taqi Saab in Pakistan, what he said about his father, Mufti Shafi Saab. That even the very humble package of salary, you know, imams get the smallest package, right? And in those days, Mufti Shafi Saab, very small package, bichare. Hazrat would even in that small package give an amount of, you know, 10%, 20%, whatever, every time in the path of Allah. And this was the norm of our akabirin, everybody. And the more you do that, the more rich you will become. Ye ajeeb baat. Main aapko likkar kehta hoon. Likkar kehta hoon. The more you give, the more Allah will give you. The more you give, the more. I am only saying this that alhamdulillah, you know, we as Muslims living in this country, Allah has blessed us. Allah Pak has blessed us. And everyone, myself, you, everybody here, we should not miss out from an opportunity. Maybe you are going to a masjid and you are praying somewhere in a different city and there is a bit of a construction there. If you can't give anything, even put £1, even put £2, even take out £5 and put it. No problem. It's not that you always have to give £500, £100, £200. Shaitan will stop you from a good deed. What I am saying, whatever you can, be a part of it. Hissa lagao, kya hai? And allow the shaitan, subhanallah, to lose. So this was something else. I just remembered because this is what our akabirin have said. Sometimes you will find that the shaitan breaks the unity because of misunderstanding in the community. This is very important. This unity comes sometimes. Somebody will say something to you. Somebody will say something to you. And he will say it like how he feels is right and accurate. But in a way it is not accurate. And you take that information and you don't take time out to ascertain the truth or to inquire. And you make your mind up that, you know what, now I'm going to break my ties and my relationship with that person already. A lot of the times you'll find some people are so naive that they are so intelligent, but in little things, they go to the extreme of breaking relationship. Breaking relationship with your Muslim brother is gunahe kabira. What is it? Major sin. Major sin. That is what the Quran is saying. Sometimes you will find that two people have been friends for 20 years. Then, in one matter, there was an argument. In one matter, there was an argument. And they started arguing. Two friends are arguing. Now they are arguing, this person has taken this stance, that person has taken that stance. When they both finish from that argument, go home, now shaitan puts in his heart, look at that person, look at him, you know, he's your friend. 20 saal ki dosti thi, and look how he was arguing with you, and look how he was answering you back. And now shaitan tells him, now you know what, you make a distance with him, and you know, if you can, don't talk with him. This is wrong. By look at the 20 years of your friendship and don't look at that 1 hour episode that happened from shaitan. Look at that long time friendship. Sometimes you will find that there is so many things that you call somebody that, you know what, at this minute I really need you to come. And that person says, you know what, I can't come at the moment. And he didn't explain to you why he can't come, but he can't come at the moment really. Please forgive me. And then you put the phone down, now you go home and you say, Jayu, you see this person? How many times we are there to help him? But today when I needed help, any zaat bataiwi. Yeah, that's what they say, any zaat bataiwi. Allahu Akbar. And now you break relationship. Petty things. We haven't got time for that, my respected brothers. Wallahi, these are the reasons that this ummah is breaking. So much so that let me take this to another level. Brothers, don't take offense to what I am going to say now. There is also, Allahu Akbar, disunity in the community because of religious intolerance. Religious intolerance. There are some people who are pious and they are actively engaged in one work. In one work. You will find, example, people who are doing the work of tabligh. They are doing the work of tabligh, but they are so brainwashed and they think that this is the only work we do and any other work we don't need to do. Or in fact, if anybody is doing any other work, wo kuch bhi nahi. Allah save us. This is from shaitan. Sometimes you will find people who are in tasawwuf, zikr. And they are so much into zikr, fikr and tasawwuf that If they look at another person who is not in this department of doing zikr, fikr and is not bad to someone, they feel that this person is nothing. Disputes. Allah. Why? If Allah has given you the tawfiq to do any good works, you do the good works. But any other person doing any other good works, give him the support. What do? Give him the support. Don't allow your nafs. Oh, you know what? I don't want to pray namaz next to him. Why? He's a Shafi. Are? Can you imagine that? Petty differences. You know, he's a Shafi. He does this, he does that. And then after namaz, hey, what you doing? What you doing Rafi Yadain for, huh? What you doing this for? Are, bhai? Imam Shafi'i is a giant in fiqh. Imam Malik is our Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at Faqih, bhai. We should not be holding a grudge if somebody, we should have tolerance. If somebody is following another madhab, if somebody is following another madhab, then let him follow another madhab. Unless, of course, he is doing something that is fitna and something that is incorrect, that is okay, then we can understand, bhai, this is something wrong. But you will find that there is a lot of intolerance also. There are some people, because they have dressed up like the sunnah and they will wear a pagri and everybody, and if they see another person also in kurta and pagri, they will not make salam. How is this? How is shaitan making masti of you? And this is how shaitan breaks the unity of people. That, nay, we won't sit in this majlis. Why? Because these people don't do our works. Ye hamara kaam nahi karte, hame yahan nahi baithna. The other people say, no, you know, these people don't do our works, you know, what we are doing is the right works. Allahu Akbar. This is all wrong. If your intention is wrong, you won't get the thawab. So much so, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak will call a mujahid. Can you imagine a mujahid? The one who gave his life. Allah will call him. Say, okay, what did you do in the path of, what did you do for me? He will say, Ya Allah, I gave my body and my soul for you. I died in the path of Allah. I became shaheed. Allah Pak will say, no, you did not become shaheed. You did not become shaheed. You fought so people say you are a brave man. You were very patriotic. Very patriotic. You fought nationalism. Nationalism. You fought for your land. You did not fight for the pleasure of Allah. You did not fight for the pleasure of Allah. He will be flung into Jahannam. Allah. Then a Maulana will be called. I say, okay, you know, what did you say? So, you know, I gave taqreer, I did bayan. I say, no, you did taqreer. So people say, wah ji, wah, mashallah, wah, wah. People call you Hazrat, or whatever. Then a rich man will be called, bhai, you know, what did you say? So Allah Pak, I made that masjid, I did this, I did that, I gave here and there, everywhere. Allah Pak will say, no, you didn't. You did it so people call you that this man is a very sakhi man, you know, a man who gives, very generous person. That was your intention. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Intolerance in our deen. Let us tolerate everybody. And don't rush into giving a judgment. Don't rush into giving a judgment. So many a times, my respected brothers, you'll find that there are certain people who in their nature are evil. What are they? And they like people to fight. And they will come and they will put something in your ear. They will put something in your ear. And then you also get frustrated. Kitni martaba aisa hota, I'll give you my example. The lady will phone me and they say, Mauli sahab, my husband did this, my husband did that, my husband did this, my husband did that, my husband did this. What? This minute main sunta hun. It seems your husband is Firaun. What does it seem? It seems the way you have pointed out your husband is a Firaun. Honestly, Firaun. And you know, women, when they start. Oh, sunteiro. Like a Firaun. And say, you see, Mauli sahab, how bad is? I say, oh, very, very bad. But I say, look, you know what? Islam does not allow me to make a decision by listening to one party. You know, if you have said what you are saying, that is between you and Allah and he is gunegar. I'm not getting in the middle here. But we have to listen to the other party. And when the other party comes and when you hear his story, Now everything all of a sudden changes. No, no, but Mauli Saab, this happened. No, no, but Mauli Saab. Now no, no, but. No, no, but. No, no, but. You see everywhere there is a but. So we have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. Now sometimes, in 2 minutes, inshallah, just to end, sometimes you will find shaitan loves to break the family. What does he do? Break the family. And this is very important. Even sometimes even in a masjid, shaitan is there to break the unity. Shaitan is there to break the unity. It can happen a lot of the times. Allah save us. And so, sometimes you will find that the son is always listening to the parents and the sisters and therefore neglecting the wife. What is he doing? And he is a mummy's boy. What is he? Mummy's boy. You get some people like that. So you get some people that some of the children are so much with their mom and dad that it is all about mom and dad and sisters. Mera khandan, mera khun, mera khandan, my blood, my tribe, my blood. And that the wife is neglected. Sometimes the husband is listening all the time to the wife that the parents are neglected. What are they? So the family is cut off. Sometimes you will find that there is another member of the family, nobody respects him. Why? Because he is soft-hearted person. So people take advantage. People take, he won't argue, he won't fight, he won't say anything. Soft-hearted people. Sometimes you will find that the shaitan disunites family because of inheritance. What is it? Inheritance. That person got so much, this person got so much, this person got... So these are the traps of shaitan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, wala tafarraku. Wala tafarraku. Don't break your relationship. Stay strong. Be in that. Be united. In fact, if somebody has done some zulm on you, and if you persevere and if you do sabr, subhanallah, there are always good results for that person who is from the sabirin. There was this one buzrug who had millions of murid. And the murids found out that the wife, Allahu Akbar, she was a tyrant. What was she? Zalima. She used to always swear at the sheikh and all this. So people came and they said, Hazrat, why don't you divorce this woman? And you know what? We will give you our women in our community and the best of women for you. And what did the sheikh say? He says, I have become the wali of Allah because of this woman. I have become the wali of Allah because of this. Now, I'm not saying you go to that level also. Huh? I don't want you to come bruised and a black eye and then you say, Mauli Saab, you know, this is what you did. No, 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 no. Why? What I'm trying to say that, alhamdulillah, there should be tolerance. What is it? Tolerance. And remember one thing. Never take anything at heart when somebody has said something to you in anger. Bas. Khatam. What is it? If somebody has said your Muslim brother, your family member, if somebody has said something to you in anger, never take it to heart. Never take it to. Because most of the time what he is saying, he does not mean it, because that is just from shaitan. What is it? That is not him speaking. That is shaitan inside him making him talk like that. So he may start swearing at you. You are this, you are that, this, that. This. It will hurt you. But be wise and think, no, no. All of these things were said to me in anger. And when somebody says something to you in anger, don't take it to heart. Don't take it to heart. There is no problem. He said it in anger. Khatam ho gayi baat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na. Gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.